Senior Story, Chapter 4, The Commitment. Giselle was thinking hard about the tough choice that was in front of her.
"One more thing," added Giselle's dad as he guided her in making a wise choice. "No matter what you decide, going to Norway or joining the drama team, each one will require a commitment from you. A commitment is an agreement with yourself to do what you said you would do to the best of your ability, until it's over. Don't commit to something unless you intend to finish it."
Giselle took the list they had made and trudged slowly to her room, remembering her mom's words, "Seek God's will. He will show you." Bozo immediately started barking when Giselle rang the doorbell. But as soon as Ziggy opened the door, the barks turned to happy whines. Bozo loved Giselle. He smiled and his tail spun in circles. He ran off and returned in a few seconds with a tennis ball in his mouth, ready to play.
"Not right now, Bozo," Giselle said. "I need to talk to Ziggy."
The black and white spaniel dropped the ball and padded off to a corner. He seemed to understand Giselle had some serious business to tend to.
"What's up, Giselle? Have you decided to take up my offer to care for Bozo? He probably won't even miss me with you here."
Giselle took a deep breath. "The day after you came for dinner, I was invited to be part of our school's new traveling drama team. At first, I was really excited. It's all paid for, and the team will travel to 3 states, plus Mexico and Haiti." Ziggy's smile began to fade, and Giselle felt more unsure of her decision as the seconds passed.
"I love Bozo and want to help, and I love performing too. I also want to choose what God thinks is best. I talked to my parents and prayed a lot, asking God to show me what to pick. If I picked Bozo, it would be really easy and mostly fun since I like him so much. If I picked drama team, I would get to travel a lot, but I'd be gone a lot too. I'd miss spring soccer, be gone a lot, and in my free time, do schoolwork. I was just about to say no to drama and pick Bozo, but then something happened. In church last week, they showed a video of the youth group mission trip to Nicaragua. I wasn't really paying attention until they started singing in Spanish to a group of kids my age. I was like, look at their clothes. They don't even match or fit right. And the place they were in had a dirt floor with walls that looked like cardboard and pieces of wood. Their faces looked kind of blank and serious. But when they sang about God's love, all the kids started smiling and clapping. After I remembered that video, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to tell kids how much God loves them.